Oh, hi, it's Marcus Roma here. I'm here at Terminal 5 Heathrow. I'm due to be flying out to Buenos Aires tonight at 9:30 UK time. It's about 19:40 now. I'm just getting something to eat and trying to finish off the article for the Arts Pro magazine. It's got to be in. So I'm busy doing that, but also just to say that we just found out we're going to be flying via Brazil and stopping off at Sao Paulo for 2.5 hours to get on the walk around the tarmac, which wasn't expected. But even more weird, I was told when I checked in that there was a vole operation operating tonight. And I said, what do you mean a vole? They said they were offering me to not fly tonight because they've overbooked the flight. They're offering me not to fly. They would pay for me to be in a hotel and give me €600. Now, apart from the fact that I've got to be directing a show tomorrow afternoon, otherwise I was severely tempted to be a vole in a hotel with €600. But it just didn't seem real that they were offering people that, to pay your hotel and €600 to not go and to go tomorrow. Unfortunately, I couldn't do that because of, as I say, I've got commitments and I'm meeting the company and the cast tomorrow afternoon for starting doing rehearsals at the theatre. So, kind of busy, but I was torn of making a couple of calls and going, I can't make it, but obviously I would have been found out. But there it is. It's quite an interesting thing. I've never heard of a vole operation operating at Terminal 5. I was expecting some things, but that wasn't what I was expecting. Anyway, I'm still waiting for this issue to upload its document. It's taken ages on T-Mobile hotspot. Not very hot and not a very good spot, clearly. But exciting times. We're going to be opening a couple of shows at Pilot. So one will be in Buenos Aires. I open that on the 12th of March, and Katie Posner opens the Fever Chart at Trafalgar Studios on the 9th of March. So in that same week, we're opening two shows on the other sides of the world from each other, which is very exciting, scary, and brilliant for us as an organisation here at Pilot. So we're dead chuffed to be doing all that stuff. It's really cool. And we've got lots of other stuff coming up, and new things will be happening. New websites being made. We've got lots of stuff going on. But if you just keep your eye out for the blog, I'm going to be keeping a blog called Made in Argentina. It's going to be it's marcusroma.posterous.com, and I'm posting stuff on there, which goes onto Twitter and onto Facebook. So if you get sick of me out my feed on that, just turn it off. I won't be offended. It's absolutely fine. But it's just an interesting document the project while I'm away. So plenty of photographs, lots of stuff happening. I'm really looking forward to it. Apprehensive, and as I say, there are three new pieces of work I'll be directing out there, and I'm going to be directing them in Spanish. It's Latin American Spanish, Rio Platanese. I'll be directing them in that, and I've done the transcripts on the script, so that's pretty scary. I've never done that before at all, and obviously I've got a great interpreter, but I'll be working and directing the actors first in Spanish and then in English, and we'll be bringing the show back to the UK to be performed at the Theatre Royal in York in May, which is great stuff as part of our platform performance. And the other thing is that Sarah Seddon's supposed to be flying out to Finland with Richard Herford tomorrow for our Platform 11, so really we'll be scattered all the way around the globe in terms of our projects and our stuff that we're getting on with. So that's an exciting time for the organisation. I'm really chuffed. But listen, better go because my document's nearly uploaded, and I'll catch you later. All right, I'll see you on the other side. There'll be some radio silence for a bit, and I'll see you after the 15.5 hour flight. All right, cheers, bye.